boil thou first in the charmed pot.
Double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Fillet of a fenny snake. In the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog. Wool of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and blind worm's sting. Lizard's leg and owlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and bubble.
Double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Drag, scale of dragon.
Tooth of wolf.
Witch's mummy.
Maw and gulf of the ravened salt sea shark.
Root of hemlock digged in the dark.
Finger of birth-strangled babe ditch-delivered by a drab.
Make the gruel thick and slab.
Add thereto a tiger's chaudron for the ingredients of our cauldron.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good.
Good.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Open locks, whoever knocks.
How now, you secret black and midnight hags?
What is you do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess, however you come to know it.
Answer me.
Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches. Yesty waves confound and swallow navigation up. Though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down. Though castles topple on their warders' heads. Though palaces and pyramids do slope their heads to their foundations. Though the treasure of nature's germens tumble all together even till destruction sicken. Answer me to what I ask.
Speak.
Demand.
We'll answer.
Say. If thou'dst rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters?
Oh, let me see them.
Pour in sow's blood that hath eaten her nine farrow. Grease that's sweaten from the murderer's gibbet. Throw into the flame.
Come, high or low, thyself and office deftly show.
Tell me.
He knows thy thought. Hear his speak, but say thou not.
Macbeth. Beware Macduff. Beware the Thane of Fife. Dismiss me. Enough.
Whate'er thou art, for thy good caution, thanks. Thou hast harped my fear aright. But one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent. Than the first.
Macbeth.
Had I three ears, I'd hear thee.
Be bloody, bold, and resolute. Laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
I live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure. Take a bond of fate, thou shalt not live. That I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder. What is this that rises like the issue of a king, and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty?
Listen, but speak not to it.
Be he lion mettled, proud, and take no care. Who chafes, who frets? Or where the conspirers are. Macbeth shall never vanquished be until great Birnam Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him.
That will never be. Who can impress the forest
bid the tree unfix his earthbound root. Sweet Bodemans,
good! Rebellion's head, rise never till the wood of Burnham rise, and our high-placed Macbeth shall live the lease of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Seek to know no more!
I will be satisfied! Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know. Why sings that cauldron? And what noise is this?
Show
his eyes and grieve his heart. Come like shadows, so depart.
Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo. Down! Thy crown doth sear mine eyeballs, and thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first. A third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? The line stretch out to the crack of doom? Another yet! A seventh! I'll see no more! And yet the eighth appears, who bears a glass which shows me many more. And some I see that twofold balls and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight! Now I see 'tis true. For the blood-bolted Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his.
Peace.
What? Is this so?
Aye, sir. All this is so. But why stands Macbeth thus amazedly? Come, sisters. Ooh, cheer we up his sprites and show the best of our delight. I'll charm the air to give a sound while you perform your antic round. That this great king may kindly say our duties did his welcome pay.
Where are they? Gone. Let this pernicious hour stand, I accursed in the calendar. Come in without there, Lennox.
What your grace's will?
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear the galloping of horse. Who wast came by?
'Tis two or three, my lord, that bring you word Macduff is fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time thou anticipatest my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is o'ertook unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool, this deed I'll do before this purpose cool. But no more sights!